11, auto-suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination, desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8, every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why. But all the real joy is taken out of it. 5, faith. Don't fight it. 1st, 5, 4th, 4, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night. Close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. 1. The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. 3rd, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth.
Pray for world peace. 1 minute every day. Everyone should pray for peace, world peace. You will love this world we're in now. The feeling will be great beyond your dream. To live in peace with no more wars, just to have peace forevermore. Pray for world peace, 1 minute every day. Everyone should pray for peace, world peace.
Let's all sing God Bless America.
Thank you. atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Move it. Yeah. MPLA. And I think going on a holiday. MPLA. And I think going on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 make me nato, 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 make me jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty. I say your nat is your glory. I say your nat is your soul. You got to be a nat to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. A nat to go in on a holiday. A MPLA. A nat to go in on a holiday. A nat to go into the country. A nat to go into the hills, yeah. Fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty, your not is your glory, your not is your soul. So make we keep up with that far, I am in a plot. Keep up with that far, I am in a plot. And make me nato, 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 nato. Make me jedo, 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 jedo. And me MPLA. And I think going on a holiday. I'm fling away your sorrow. Come on, come on. And I think jedo, don't borrow. Come on, come on. And make me sing great song. Down in a Babylon, sing great song. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. Now just show your dread, come from your heart fully. You know where I mean, auntie.
Youth and youths, open your eyes and see Jah Jah light. Because the youth them today, you see they them end up in a prison that no right. Them youths they coulda do something positive in a their life, so them can't help them mother and help them father along the way. Today for you, tomorrow is for me. You got to understand that's how it is when the table turns. I say Babylon will burn one way or the other. Babylon will burn, I say. Babylon will burn one way or the other. Babylon will burn, I say. Road is a dirty, dirty road. It's a dirty, dirty Babylon road. Yeah, We said the sun will shine and it stands for all. See, and no one must suffer this way. Babylon, all the youths them gone astray. Babylon will burn, Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now. Babylon to burn, Babylon a burn right now. Don't you go to Saturday, don't you go to Saturday, don't you Babylon road. Don't you go to Saturday, don't you go to Saturday, don't you Babylon road. Don't you go to Saturday, don't you go to Saturday, don't you Babylon road. Yeah, don't you go to Saturday, don't you go to Saturday, don't you Babylon road.
We're listening to Ricky Ricardo, man.
Oh, Ricky, I love the Ricky. How are you listening to this, chicken?
When I'm riding my lowrider, I like to listen to
87.9
FM.
How do you listen to it at home, in your house?
Dude, that's easy. Radio Valencia by FM.
He had a lot of bull escape, so the bull was facing failure.
Ghost, you know. Though grown-ups might look at him with fright, the children all love him so. Casper, the friendly ghost, he couldn't be bad or mean. He'll romp and play, sing and dance all day, the friendliest ghost you've seen.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I love my girl.
We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time. You know what the fuck? I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had seven balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? Guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look at it, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs?
Why did you quit?
Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, the taste of gin, it's just so good. Fuck you, I've been on a UFO. Fuck off! I went drinking with aliens, you fucker! Shut up! I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by This Bud's For You. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed socialist grids, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Is a better drug than alcohol? Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk.
The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. Hope you know that. Good. All right. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere. Serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, "There it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest." Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, it's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! Tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs is definitely taking a ceasefire there. I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day. This guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. He looks at him. He goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him. He looked at me. He goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Glue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
the same. I went down to the store for a can of beans. Lord, such prices I ain't never seen. I just reached over on the shelf. Has changed, as you well might know. And the price you see now, it won't last. If you want that can better, grab it fast. I'd trade my car just to get the rebate, so all my bill collectors wouldn't have to wait. Ain't no doubt, when I walk in, the deal would run out. Man, if I live to be 110, and this thing called inflation rolls round again, I'll dig me a hole about 10 feet deep, then cover me up and go to sleep. This mess is over. And inflation blues got me. Take a siesta.
Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey.
Two, three, four, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you 5 or 10 times a day, and then in no time, like magic, the pain will go away. Oh, I feel better already. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you every hour or two, and then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel like me. Oh, this is better than fine doc. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8, soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you every morning and night, and then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel alright. Oh, Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
Oh, I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
Oh, this is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Uh-huh. She feels better already.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.